This is North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore. And we're at our Essex County studios, Rick, for our inaugural edition of North Shore Today. And our focus in this program is really going to be about the Gloucester Schooner Festival, which kind of exciting because on Sunday morning, we'll be able to telecast that live right on the website.
This is our 31st year of doing the Gloucester Schooner Festival, and it really builds on the great tradition earlier in this century when the great fishing boats of schooners of Gloucester would take on the great fishing schooners of Nova Scotia for the Lipton Cup and the fisherman's race. So,
well, it's going to be an experiment, Bill, but it should be fine. You and I were down there Wednesday looking out at that majestic Gloucester Harbor. It's a fantastic place, great view for people, and lots of room. But if you can't make it, we definitely will be having our first attempt at live streaming video from the Gloucester Harbor side, if you will. That's our first attempt. Of course, we will have Andrew Nicastro doing our football game, so we're all set there. But this should be fun. It's a spectacle, Bill. It's an absolute spectacle. If you can't be there, you got to tune in and watch this.
Right. So, you and I have talked a number of times, Rick. You've told us a little bit about the history of Gloucester, and it's a fishing city, but it's now not just a fishing city. It's become kind of a tourist city, so it's got the elements of Rockport that we're very familiar with, and maybe even Newburyport as well, that have turned into kind of summer tourist attractions, fall tourist attractions, and Gloucester has kind of been moving in that direction, haven't they?
Well, yeah, to the chagrin of many locals, I got to tell you. There was a time here, Bill, when there was a plant called the dehydration plant. And what it was a fish processing plant that dealt with all the fish waste. And the entire city would have, shall we say, an aroma about it. And that kept a lot of tourists out, which a lot of locals were complaining about it. So when the dehyde was finally torn down, that aroma suddenly went away. And Gloucester since then has been discovered, shall we say, and including its beaches and its waterfront. So, yeah, there's a lot more tourism in Gloucester, and it's always been a spectacular sight. The fishing boats aren't as plentiful as they used to be. But this festival brings back competition that was huge back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, I believe. And there was a gigantic rivalry between Gloucester and Canada, particularly Nova Scotia, but it brings back memories of the Blue Nose and the Gertrude L. Thibault. The Blue Nose was the Canada champion for many years, and the Gertrude L. Thibault, on which, by the way, Sterling Hayden, a famous actor out in Hollywood, he was a Gloucester resident, and he was a sailor on board the Thibault for a short time.
So, Rick, as that dehyde plant closes, in comes MSONewsSports.com to fill the void, right?
That's what I'm talking about. As long as we don't have an aroma about us, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Rick. Okay. I'm listening to North Shore Today. I'm somewhere in let's say I'm in Peabody, and I'm thinking, well, I'd like to go up and check this Schooner Festival out. Now on this post here on the website, we've got the whole schedule there. But what about parking and that kind of stuff? I imagine that's got to be an issue. I think there's some information on parking too available, right?
Yeah, well, we should check that out on the site because informally and from what I know anecdotally, it's very tight along the boulevard. Everybody's familiar with the Gloucester Boulevard where the man at the wheel is. And, yeah, it's tight there and up around the corner up by the baseball field and up at Stage Fort Park. There is some parking. But, yeah, it is kind of tight, so I suggest they take a look at what is recommended by the Gloucester Maritime Heritage Center there. But you know what? The other thing is, if you can't see the actual parade of sail in the morning when all these giant schooners go by, the race takes place like at 1 o'clock. So there's plenty of room around Cape Ann, actually, where you can see the schooners and you can park anywhere along the waterfront, the entire perimeter of Cape Ann and watch the sailboats out there. But bring some binoculars with you.
No, I know I won't be right there. I will not be there on Sunday, but I'm going to check it out. I hope it works. And again, as Rick, as you were carefully saying, the equipment's been tested from there. It should work. And if it does, that'll be great. But those are the kinds of things that we'll be able to do on the website moving forward, some live coverage of certain events like this. So this will be great. It's I believe it's kind of an exclusive, and it'll be great for MSONewsSports.com.
This is an addition for us, Bill, because we have the the availability of Andrew Nicastro at streamography.com for our football games, and that's huge. He and Alex Sanfilippo bring a real professional presence to the broadcast, as many people saw last year. This is our first attempt from our production of it, and I'm very optimistic and pretty excited about it, too.
All right, Rick, set us up. We're going to hear from Tom Bell, who is the executive director of Maritime Gloucester. You had a chance to talk with him. We have a video post of him on our website. Tell me about that, and we'll set that up, and we'll hear from Tom Bell now.
Yeah, the Marine Heritage Center is at Harbor Loop in Gloucester, which is near the Building Center. It's right off Rogers Street, which parallels Main Street, and most people are familiar with it. It's right on the waterfront. It's a great sort of a sea museum, particularly for kids, but also for everybody. I've taken my adult teacher classes over there every single summer when we do the Cape Ann course. And they also sponsor these races, getting them back. And as Tom says, they've been doing them for a while now. But you can also see some of the boats there docked there. If you can't get there on Sunday, they're still there right now. A lot of boats will be coming in today, Friday, and tomorrow, Saturday. But there are many boats there right now, including Gloucester's big schooner Adventure. So there are some real historic vessels there that are right at the Heritage Center dock right there. The other thing is that it's in the same building as the Gloucester Harbor Master, and it's adjacent to the Coast Guard station. So, you know, it's just a great view if you've never seen all this stuff.
All right. Here's Rick Moore with Tom Bell.
And it's a huge weekend. The Schooner Festival is back. And Tom, tell us a little bit about maybe a quick thumbnail of the history of it and then where we are today.
This is our 31st year of doing the Gloucester Schooner Festival. And it really builds on the great tradition earlier in this century when the great fishing boats of schooners of Gloucester would take on the great fishing schooners of Nova Scotia for the Lipton Cup and the Fisherman's Race. So this is a continuation of that great fun and great history and great heritage associated with racing schooners to see who's got the fastest.
We're going to hear some of the new boats. Of course, the Gertrude L. Thibault, the Blue Nose, come to mind. But what happens this weekend starting on Friday?
So Friday, schooners begin to arrive, and then there is a sort of invite-only reception, the mayor's reception, that's sponsored by First Ipswich Bank on Friday evening. And then really the fun begins on Saturday. So Saturday is Maritime Heritage Day here at Maritime Gloucester on Harbor Loop, where there's all sorts of vendors and exhibits and activities for kids and families, half-price admission to our museum, deck tours of the Adventure, sails aboard the schooner Ardell. So just a great day of fun and food and learning.
Of course, we're going to talk about this a lot more later in detail about the Gloucester boats that are still here and off on tours. But you have a lot of boats coming in now on Friday and Saturday from all over the place?
Yeah, mostly New England, but there's 23 schooners, which arguably is the most we've ever had. I think the great excitement is that there's seven schooners participating in the large boat category. So this is greater than 80 feet. And so you have, for example, rafted outside of Adventure. In the background is the Columbia, which is a beautiful replica schooner built in Panama City by Eastern Shipbuilding. That is a replica of the Columbia that was built in Essex at the Story Boatyard in 1923 and sailed between 1923 and 1927 when it went down off Sable Island. So you've got this extraordinarily large 145-foot length on deck schooner. But then you also have the other Essex ship schooners that are coming back. You have the Roseway coming up from Boston. You have the Letty Howard coming up from New York. You have the American Eagle coming down from Rockland, Maine, that has won it the last couple of years and faces stiff competition, certainly with the Columbia this year. But there's a number. Liberty Clipper is coming in. Adventure is obviously a strong contender. I'm not sure if I've left out a boat, but anyways, the seven large boats is going to be one hell of a race this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. American Eagle, was that one time a Coast Guard boat, or what was
no,
that?
No, I don't remember. It's it was a fishing schooner way back, okay. Way back when, in its earliest days, a fishing boat, but okay. I'm not sure.
All right, so a lot going on Saturday as well, and Sunday will
Sunday,
be the race itself.
And Sunday is the race. So for visitors and the community, this is a great opportunity to go down to the Boulevard or Stage Fort Park or somewhere around the harbor and watch the parade of sail in the morning that takes place mid to late morning where all of 23 or most of the schooners will parade through, and you really get a chance to see them with their sails up and the different kinds of designs. Daisy Nell, the chair of the committee, and Mike Costello, the former Chamber of Commerce head, provide great detail about the different boats and stories and other information. And then at 1 o'clock, it's the race off of Eastern Point. Yeah. And so if you're lucky enough to get out on a boat, you can get out there and see what's going on. And there's three categories. So there's the large boat category, medium size, and small.
And the weather looks to be spectacular. And Tom, if people want more information about this, to get, I don't know, if souvenirs or whatever, the best place to come and how to find more information.
For more information, the best place is to go to GloucesterSchoonerFestival.net. In terms of purchasing T-shirts, hats, and some memorabilia and finding out more, I would say Maritime Gloucester. So you can either go to MaritimeGloucester.org or give us a call, 978-281-0470, or better yet, just come on down to 23 Harbor Loop.
Absolutely. Tom Bell, Executive Director at Maritime Gloucester. With more stuff online, I'm Rick Moore.
That's Rick Moore with Tom Bell, the Executive Director of Maritime Gloucester, here on our inaugural edition of North Shore Today here on MSONewsSports.com. Also on our website, down on the boulevard, was Laurelyn Cruz, who is the creator and collector curator of the MMOAA Museum, which she has labeled Mobile Museum of American Artifacts. We have a little video with her. We went into that trailer this week, and well, she's from California, and it's an interesting story, and you can click on our the video, the YouTube video, on our website. We are at our dueling mobile studios here for North Shore Today. I hear a train going by, Rick.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, Bill. I was thinking of when we were at WSX, we could see each other through the glass. And I guess, in essence, that's what we're doing right now.
Absolutely. Well, one other thing to note. On this post, we also have our new MSO News Sports email address. So if folks want to contact us on anything, that's probably the best way to do it. We'll try to make that email address a little bit more public for folks. But feel free to email us at any time, msonewsports@gmail.com, for any general email comments or feedback that you'd like to give us. Rick, it's a little hard to believe, but we are 1 week away from the start of the North Shore High School football season, which is certainly one of our calling cards at the website when it was morestuffonline.com, now msonewsports.com. And our two games a week from tonight, Friday night, Lynn Classical versus Gloucester at Gloucester with live video, and Beverly playing at Wakefield. We'll have both those games. And then Saturday we have the Lynn English at Swampscott game. So we have a bunch of games coming up next weekend. We have three games, all of them live right here on the website. And so the football season is getting underway. And if we look at the Friday game in Gloucester, Rick, I'll let you talk about Gloucester. I had a chance to talk with Tim Phelps, the Lynn Classical coach, and they're just trying to get a little bit more disciplined. I think he felt that they made a number of mistakes in their games last year. So they just got to try to, you know, as I said, get a little bit more mistake-free, but and try to use their speed for 2015.
You know, before I talk about Gloucester, I just want to mention on the website, we've had a question or two about this. There are some tabs at the top, right above where it says MSO News Sports. That's our logo, of course. But right above that, there are some tabs that say News, Sports, Uncategorized, Community. This will be adding some more up there. But obviously, if you click on any of those, then you get in essence, is pretty much a new website, or at least a difference. I just clicked on sports. We've got all the sports stories there. There won't be any other thing there except we've had our sports story. So I just want to, you know, our viewers to understand it in case, you know, this is a new site for us, so want them to get familiar with that. But, yeah, talking with Coach Cirilli, and I want to remind you, too, that Tim Kearns will be doing Fisherman Forecast every week with Coach Tony Cirilli of Gloucester. And for Coach Cirilli, I think it's his fourth or fifth year now, and they've had some pretty good success since Coach Ingram left with the unbelievable record that he had. But for Gloucester, they have a lot of they got a lot of experience back, much as the Gloucester girls soccer team does. They've got a bunch of people who played a lot as sophomore and juniors. I don't know how their line is going to shake out. I think they've lost a little bit on their line. That's always been one of their strengths, of course. But they do have guys back in the skill positions, and they have a lot of experience. And so where they're in the small division, you know, they're going to be playing schools like Saugus that they haven't played in 10 or 11 years. They're going to be playing Salem. They're going to be playing Winthrop. And, of course, Winthrop is always challenging. But a lot of those schools are having trouble with numbers at the moment. Gloucester's numbers are not huge in terms of how many people are turning out. So I think, like all the other small schools, they can ill afford to have any injuries to any of their starters. But, you know, as is always this time of year, everybody's optimistic, and Gloucester's thinking big too.
Well, I'm going to pick up on that thought in just a moment. We won't go over the games game by game on this next weekend. But again, as I mentioned, on the other Friday night game, Beverly playing at Wakefield. And Beverly trying to rebound after, I guess they played, they were a game under 500 last year, but they've had a lot of success the last few years under Coach Dan Bauer. And they're playing at that one-year-old Wakefield Stadium. And then, as we mentioned, two first-year coaches in the Saturday game, Lynn English at Swampscott, Chris Carroll, the new football coach at Lynn English. We have a post-up of him from this past week. And also Bob Serino, the new football coach at Swampscott High School, taking over for legend Steve Dembowski, who is now down in Milton. He lives down on the South Shore. So he's had a very difficult commute, really, coaching at Swampscott for the last number of years. But two new head coaches facing off Saturday, a week from this weekend.
Yeah, it's good to see so many guys back and so many new guys as well. They're very enthusiastic. I still have yet to get to a couple of schools. We hope to get them up there. I'm waiting to hear back from a couple of coaches in the region, including Ipswich and Manchester Essex. We'll be talking with them. But everybody, you know, I want to point out, Bill, publicly that the coaches and athletic directors are very, very good with us. And they understand that we're trying to promote the kids. You know, and it's just great. We appreciate all their help and all our cooperation. We're looking forward to another busy season.
All right, we're going to toss in an interview with Revere coach Lou Ciccatelli, because, Rick, you were mentioning so many coaches lost so much. Well, Coach Ciccatelli is really the only coach that I've had a chance to talk to this year saying that they've got a lot of guys back from last year's team, and he's optimistic. We have a post from him from this week. So we're going to check in with Lou Ciccatelli, then we'll be back to wrap it up, our very first edition of North Shore Today. Lou, you've got a brand new stadium, and we're you know, standing right down beside it here. But this is an exciting thing for Revere football, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. Thus far, it's been a very, very exciting. You know, it's been a long time waiting. We were on the road last year, and finally get a chance to come down on the new field, and it's wonderful. The kids are enjoying it, not just the football team, but all Revere sports, and it's also been great with the community. A lot of people walking the track, so we're real excited for our season this year.
That's a great thing to do that, because I know they do that in Lynn, where the track is available and people can walk that during the day. Yeah. It's really just a nice community thing for another, a different generation, really.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's been great. It's been great. A lot of people have been down here watching practice, and hopefully on September 11th, there'll be a lot more people watching the game, too, which I think there will.
Plus, Brady's free.
Brady is free. Yeah, darn it. I'm so glad that that's over. Absolutely. And looking forward to that. I can't wait for that season to start. So hopefully they'll have a great season.
All right, let's talk about Revere football. If you were to kind of put together a sentence or two to give the outlook for this year's Revere football team, what would be in those sentences?
Cautiously optimistic. I like my team. You know, these kids have played together as sophomores for the last 2 years. We took our lumps. Now most of them are seniors. We have 9 returners on defense. We have 7 on offense. And we really believe that with a few breaks here and there, we can definitely be in the mix.
Well, you are the first coach that has told me that he's got returning starters, a lot of returning starters. So what did you lose off of last year's team then?
I lost Caleb Silver, my big tailback. He's over at Assumption. From what I understand, he's actually fighting for some PT right away as a freshman. He had over 1,300 yards, 11 touchdowns. So it's a big part of our offense. And also Mikey Norton, one of my leading tacklers. But, you know, we had some kids last year that really tore it up. My captain, Danny Murphy, had 8 touchdowns last year. And he's been a great leader thus far, and we're looking for big things from him this year.
And you're kind of leading me into my next question, but feel free to expand upon it. But sure. Who are you counting on for this year's team, for roles?
Well, Danny's one, and my other captain, Brandon Brito, two-way starter, defensive end and defensive offensive guard. A couple of newcomers, Oscar Lopez and Victor Rivera. There are a couple of newcomers. They've had a great, great preseason. So we're looking for big things from them. Jake Noftel, James Furlong on the offense, and Anthony DeStefano, my Mike linebacker on defense.
Well, this year in the Northeast Conference, you're in the NEC South, so to speak, right? And, you know, I kind of like the way that the divisions are kind of shaking out this year. I don't know what your thinking is, but it seems like they're pretty good, two interesting or competitive divisions.
I do. I agree, too. I mean, you know, we sat down at the coaches at a meeting last year to kind of figure it out, and it is. It's pretty even. I think everyone felt good about where they landed. And, you know, like I said, hopefully this year we can fit in and hopefully make some noise.
How are numbers for this year's team?
Numbers are very high. I have close to 80 kids in the program. I have over 30 freshmen, and I have about 50-plus kids on the varsity. So we kind of knew that was going to be the case with the new field. Hopefully we can just retain those kids, and that's a good thing for Revere football. When you can get 80 kids to come out in the city, that's good stuff, because football these days, it worries me a little bit with all the concussion legislation. So we're happy about the numbers, very happy.
Anything else you want to share with us about the Revere Patriots for 2015?
No, I'm just looking for a good year. I mean, if there's any time for us to do it, this is the time. And the guys know that. They've had a really good preseason thus far. They've had a great offseason. They were in the weight room, all of them working hard. So hopefully this is our turn, you know, and we're better to do it than in a new stadium with 5 home games.
Absolutely. That's Lou Ciccatelli, head football coach at Revere High School on MSONewsSports.com.
MSONewsSports.com is your spot for North Shore High School football this fall, beginning with our first game September 11th.
Lynn Classical visits Gloucester in what has become lately the first game of the year. Gloucester playing with the small schools for a change.
Beverly travels out of league to play at Wakefield. That game starts at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday, Lynn English opens up at Swampscott. MSONewsSports.com, your spot for North Shore High School football.
And don't forget to join us for North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7.
That's Revere football coach Lou Ciccatelli. Always great to talk with the coach. I'm glad you got a hold of him face-to-face, Bill, and saw that beautiful new Del Russo Stadium. We'll be there, Gloucester at Revere, in a few weeks. We'll be broadcasting that game, and that should be a video game as well on Friday night. And, Bill, I just want to mention for North Shore today, I would like us to elicit responses or encourage correspondence from all the people on the North Shore who have stories to tell or things to see or information to pass along, or in fact critique. I mean, I always with my classes ask them any questions, comments, or complaints. We hope not to get too many complaints, but you know, there's so much out there. We can't be everywhere at once. Obviously, there are so many great websites as well. So if you got something to promote or something of interest, please pass it along to us. And, Bill, you can give those email addresses again.
Sounds good. We got one up there right now. It's up on the post, but it's msonewsports.com, the website address, @gmail.com. So it's pretty simple. So let us know. Give us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. And, again, this week, checking out the website, we're obviously going to be continuing to do our high school football previews. We're checking in on other sports this fall as well on the website and other newsmakers. But this week will be a busy week, so we've got all kinds of things planned for you. So check back with us. Look for us on msonewsports.com. So along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us, and enjoy the Schooner Festival this weekend in Gloucester.